Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Then Jesus took his disciples up the mountain and gathered them around him. He taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they who mourn. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are those who thirst for justice. Blessed are you when you suffer. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is in heaven." Then Simon Peter said, "Are we supposed to remember this?" And Andrew, his brother, asked, "Do we have to write this down?" And James said, "Are we going to have a test on this?" And Philip said, "I haven't got anything to write on." Bartholomew, "Are we going to have to turn this in?" And John said, "The other disciples didn't have to learn this." And Matthew said, "I have to find a restroom." Then one of the Pharisees who was present asked to see Jesus' lesson plan and inquired of Jesus, "Where is your anticipatory set and your objectives in the cognitive domain?" And Jesus wept. While every teacher can relate to those nonsensical responses, theologians are quick to note that the text of the Beatitudes in Matthew 5 isn't exactly the same as I gave it to you. But what the humor does point out is the fact that appropriating what we really know is tough at best. Today we stand on the threshold of a new year. What seems so remote only a few years ago is now history. For the next few days, we'll continue to pinch ourselves saying, "Is this really another year?" Question: what have you really learned this past year? It's always valid to reflect on the past, both our failures and our achievements. A careful analysis of the Old Testament points out the fact that often God reminds his people of their history. Feasts, celebrations, and special days were all important. They established a clear link with the events of the past and their forebears. One of the sad things about life today is that seemingly we neither learn lessons from the mistakes of parents and forebears or have any sense of connection with history. Like a rowboat that has drifted loose from its moorings and is being buffeted by the wind, a lot of us have either cut ties with family or else we just don't have any. What can you do to ensure that you don't end up asking the Lord the same rather irresponsible, somewhat stupid questions as those credited, or someone say are credited, to the disciples? Guideline 1. Take inventory of your life. The question is not whether you're better off financially than you were a year ago. Include family, your relationships with God, your personal goals, and your purpose in life. Are you on target, or sidetracked or dead in the water? Guideline 2. Rethink your purpose for life. The individual who has nowhere to go gets there. Get out a pencil and paper and make 3 columns on your sheet. Label them life as it has been this year, life as I want it next year, and most important of all, how do I get there? That's the issue. Guideline 3. Make God your Lord, your senior partner in life. Jesus put it, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." When a person is in Christ, he becomes a new person. The old passes away, and the new changes your life and destiny. That is what the grace of God is all about.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.